Good morning. It is Sunday, July the 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. It is Sunday, Resurrection Day, the day of the Lord, the Lord's Day. And we're preparing to meet together all across the world in the house of God. We'll all be in one house, we'll be in separate buildings, but one house, one church, one Lord, one shepherd, one people, one faith. So let's get ourselves ready. Let's consider on these Sundays, we've been meeting for a little bit of a pregame warm-up. We're working our way through the Psalms with Timothy and Julie Tennant. Today is Psalm 15. Hear now the word of the Lord. Lord, who may dwell in your sacred tent? Who may live on your holy mountain? The one whose walk is blameless, who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from their heart, whose tongue utters no slander, who does no wrong to a neighbor, and casts no slur on others, who despises a vile person, but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps an oath even when it hurts and does not change their mind, who lends money to the poor without interest, who does not accept a bribe against the innocent. Whoever does these things will never be shaken. The word of the Lord. Today's entry is entitled, The Moral Framework of the Universe. Now consider this meditation from Timothy and Julie Tennant. There is no more ultimate or fundamental question than this one. Who may dwell in the presence of God? This question is raised in the opening verses of this psalm. The answer is a series of moral certitudes. The one who lives a blameless life, doing what is righteous, speaking truth from the heart, slandering no one, loving one's neighbor, despising the vile, honoring those who fear the Lord, keeping oaths, lending money to the needy without exorbitant interest, and refusing to accept bribes. This is not meant to be an exhaustive list of the life of the righteous. Rather, it means to portray in broad terms that God is holy and that we must be holy if we are to stand in His presence. The New Testament never relinquishes this truth. John says, In Him there is no darkness at all. That's 1 John 1:5. The book of Hebrews likewise declares, Without holiness no one will see the Lord. That's Hebrews 12:14. No one can read this psalm without realizing the great chasm that exists between God's holiness and our lives. No amount of moral effort on our part or any attempt to redefine God's holiness by putting it within human reach will suffice. There really is a great gulf between humanity and God. This is no time to say, well, I'm better than the next fellow, or God grades on a curve. Rather, it is the time to recognize afresh our need to hear the gospel. It would be a mistake to see this psalm as being in tension with the Christian doctrine of justification, whereby we are justified by what Christ alone has done, apart from any list of righteous acts that we have done. This psalm is not about entrances, but about dwelling and abiding. It is not about justification, but about sanctification. Only Jesus Christ is truly righteous. Only Jesus Christ fully manifests the holiness of God. He is the only righteous one. Our only hope is to cast ourselves upon His righteousness and to, quote, be found in Him, not having a righteousness of our own, but that which is through faith in Christ, Philippians 3:9. The great miracle of the gospel is that in Christ, not only are we declared righteous and alien righteousness, but through the power of the Holy Spirit, we are empowered to live righteously in ways we could never do in our own strength or determination. Christ alone has ascended to the Mount of God. By abiding in Christ, we not only receive His righteousness, but we allow Him to transform and change us to be like Him. Being in Christ is what enables us to dwell in the presence of God. So today, we're going to sing Psalm 15 with the Seedbed Psalter. I'm suggesting the tune, More Combi, which you will recognize, perhaps, as Spirit of God, Descend Upon My Heart. Now, we've got the words to the Psalter arrangement printed in today's email, if you want to look there. Maybe you've ordered the books and you have your Psalter hymnal right on the ready, and you can turn to Psalm 15. We'll sing our way through it. Are you ready? Who, Lord, may dwell within your holy place and live upon your holy righteous hill. Those who walk blamelessly and do what's right and speak the truth from their heart ever still. Who never slander with an evil tongue, nor do their neighbor any wrongful deed, who casts no slur on either friend or foe, rejecting those who walk by sinful creed. The righteous honor those who fear the Lord. They keep their oath despite the hurt or pain. No wicked bribe they take for a reward. Money is lent without dishonest gain. Who, Lord, may dwell within your holy place, who live upon your holy righteous hill. Those who walk in this path and do these things will not be moved or shaken from your will. Amen. That's also a first for me. I've never sung Psalm 15. So I hear you saying me too. Well, we've just done it. Did you notice how in this arrangement, they at the very last stanza, they reached back up to the first verse and put it in as the query, and then, of course, 5b, verse 5b, answered it. So the tenants have, boy, they have just done a master craft in creating this Psalter. I just want to commend them over and over for it. And the website that we have alongside this is just remarkable. It's linked every Sunday in the email, and you can always Google Seedbed Psalter, P-S-A-L-T-E-R, And I'm going to once again highly recommend these, the two-volume set of books. They're beautifully bound in a cloth-bound red cover, and all 150 meditations are in one book, and then all 150 psalms in the Psalter framework arrangement with the suggested tunes, along with a number of bonus features. Just really instructive essays on the Psalms, the nature of the Psalms, singing the Psalms. There's a chapter in there on what's called the imprecatory Psalms. Like, you know, that there's several Psalms where the psalmist is saying, you know, destroy my enemies and throw their babies on the rocks. Those are called imprecatory Psalms, and they're difficult to understand. Many Christians have stumbled because of these Psalms. The Tenants actually write a pretty brilliant essay in this one of these volumes that helps us to understand those and appropriate them, you know, effectively, what's going on there. Well, gang, it is Sunday. I'm not going to see you on the field today. I'll be looking for you at the house of the Lord. And you know what? Maybe you're stuck at home today. You can't get out. I'd love for you to join us in Gillette. I think we've got a guest preacher today. One of my farmers, Curtis Fox, I believe, is going to be bringing the message in church. I'm going to be down in on the coast of the panhandle of Florida at Good News Church. I think it's in Rosemary Beach, pretty sure, one of those beaches. But that's where I'll be today if you want to dial into them, and I'll be preaching on the Word of God. So let's call it a morning together. We're ready to go. Praise the name of the Lord together. I'll see you there at the house. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.